Hello, everyone. I am Laura Dierda, an editor-in-chief at Becker's Healthcare. Thank you for tuning in to the Becker's Healthcare podcast series. Today, I am pleased to be joined by our guest, Dr. Pat Basu, President and CEO of Cancer Treatment Centers of America, as we discuss strategies and innovation within his system. Thank you so much for joining us today. Pat, to start off, please introduce yourself and share a little bit of your background with us.
Thanks, Laura. It's a pleasure to be here. Pat Basu, and as you mentioned, I am the President and CEO of Cancer Treatment Centers of America. By background, I sometimes say I spent a lot of time in healthcare 1.0 and then some more in healthcare 2.0. And what I mean by that is I am a physician by background, and I have worked in a lot of traditional hospital environments as an executive and a consultant, a physician. I was a doctor at Stanford University. I then took a leave to go work in the Obama White House, working on a variety of economic and healthcare issues at a national level. And then the kind of more recent aspect of my career has touched on some of those healthcare 2.0 aspects. I led a large merger of a national radiology company. Part of what they did was in the brick and mortar space, but a lot of what they did was in telehealth, which then led me to help start a company called Doctor on Demand, which is a national telehealth provider. And most recently, I was an executive at United Health Group, leading a segment of Optum, known as Optum Care, which is a national leader in value-based care, and really a leader in sort of the integration of providers and payers. So that's the background before I came to Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
Fantastic. And so in your current role, what are you most focused on today?
So at Cancer Treatment Centers of America, focused on several things. The first is preserving many of the things that we do, very well, but like other health systems, really trying to transform in areas that we need to improve. So preserving the things that we do well, I think I always like to tell the team, since I'm a new CEO, pretty much all the good things that I say that we do well, it's easy for me to say because I had nothing to do with them, so I can't take any credit. One of the things that attracted me to CTCA is that it's always about the patient. I have been at other institutions where, and this is fantastic, but the focus might be a little bit more on research, or the focus might be a little bit more on teaching or other incredibly valuable aspects of healthcare. But at Cancer Treatment Centers of America, it has always and only been about the patient. And that has led to an incredible focus on quality, an incredible focus on patient experience and journey and patient satisfaction. At the same time, transparently, there are things that I want to improve and change. One is amongst the payer community, the insurance community. I think Cancer Treatment Centers of America had always been viewed as a very traditional fee-for-service health system, and even more so transparently, perhaps one that is on the more expensive spectrum of that. And I have really wanted to turn 180 degrees on that to show that we are extremely into being a leader in value-based care oncology, and philosophically into accessibility and affordability as a premier tenet. And then that third area, kind of a focus at a high level, would be in transforming into just the innovative areas in which we can make a larger impact by using data, by using analytics to drive our decisions, by, as I mentioned before, playing in the value-based care world. And then fundamentally, Laura, looking back at what are the things that we do well that we should do, and what are the things that others do well where we can partner with them. So at a high level, those are some of the areas I'm most focused on.
Please tell us what innovation looks like for you today.
We are very focused on innovation here in at CTC. I think it's such a dynamic and exciting time to be in oncology care. I think we're on the breakthrough of a lot of big things. So in a few different categories, we're doing a lot of innovation in precision medicine. So when I first trained as a doctor, it seemed like there was 10 types of cancer. Now there's 10,000, and we're investing a lot of energy and resources into being the world's leader in precision medicine, treating every individual, you know, mutation and at the gene level, not just at the organ level. A second area of innovation is in the area of data and analytics. We have one of the world's best cancer data sets with, you know, over 100,000 oncology patients and tens of thousands of genomic studies with longitudinal data. We're working with payers and pharmaceutical companies to bring incredibly innovative therapies and methods of earlier detection and safer oncology products with less side effects to patients. And finally, in value-based care. And what we're doing from an innovative perspective there is we're working with insurance companies and employers to really use our data to take, to make care more affordable and accessible and put our money where our mouth is by taking economic risk alongside of them, because cancer is very expensive and we want to be a part of the solution, not a part of the problem.
And who are you working with today in partnerships, and what do those partnerships or projects look like?
So one of the biggest changes that I've brought as a leader here at CTCA is an extreme focus on partnerships. I think to get the greatest impact in American healthcare and in oncology care specifically, we cannot be siloed. We cannot go it alone. We have to partner. So partnerships are incredibly important to me and to our team. Our partnerships take a few different categories. One is we're partnering heavily with other providers. Those are hospital systems and physician groups. And in those partnerships, we are helping. In some cases, we have patients who come to us because of our brand and our demand and our reputation, but we might not have a center close to them. So what we do is we partner with that institution as a network, and we keep them closer to home by literally sending them to, you know, another hospital, which is almost unheard of in American healthcare. But we say, you know, it's the right thing to do for the patient. And so provider partnerships is one. A second is in payer and employer partnerships. So we are working very closely to do value-based care and other innovative payment models for employers and payers. And then finally, a third major area of partnership is with pharmaceutical companies, where we're working with them using our data to help find better therapies and earlier detection for today's patients and tomorrow's as well.
Fascinating. Thanks so much for walking us through that. Now, what's working, what's not?
In terms of some things, Laura, that are not working well, I'd like to give you two examples. The first is the financing mechanisms in oncology, and the second is the technology and some of the technology pathways. So in the first category, I'll give you an example. We have partnered or developed some incredible ways to get patients healthier, faster, and out the door quicker. And their total cost of care over the next 12 months has dropped dramatically. Their health has gotten better. Their satisfaction has increased. But in some cases, the cost has increased more in the first week or two of therapy, even though it's dramatically less overall. And the financing mechanisms have not caught up to sort of rewarding those types of processes and therapies. The second category is in technology and literally in the electronic health record. Oncology is such a dynamic field that with clinical pathways and with drugs that change so often, the EHR and the order sets that might work for a traditional medicine floor or diabetes, really needs to be much more dynamic to capture, the faster deployment and changing of clinical pathways to adhere to the latest and greatest standards. And so I think that's an area that we need to improve on.
And what's your best advice for health systems and other founders of businesses to be successful in the future?
My advice for health systems and other founders of the future is, again, is really to move away philosophically from the way we've approached healthcare before, which has been to be very siloed, and move towards partnerships. I think together, it's not a zero-sum game. Together we can win, we can be successful together and do right by patients and society. I think the second is to really understand that value-based care is coming and coming fast, and helping be a part of the solution instead of a part of the problem. And the third is to really, embrace the dynamism that is going on in oncology today, and really just lock arms together and say, I think we are as close as we've ever been to turning cancer into a chronic disease, and perhaps someday curing it, and we can do so together.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for your time today, Pat. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me, Laura. So it was a real pleasure talking to you, and I look forward to speaking again soon.